Perek Vov Mishnah Aleph. The way in which Yibum is performed, of course, is by having relations with one's Shemeres Yavam. And as soon as one has done Yibum, they are now considered to be husband and wife totally. And he's really just continuing the original marriage of the man who died. And because of that, although in general, when someone performs Kiddushin, when he marries somebody, both the man and women both have to have the intention to get married now. When it comes to Yibum, since you're anyway just continuing a Kiddushin which already exists, even if they do not have the intent to do so, and they're just having relations, nevertheless, it is still valid, and they will be considered husband and wife. Habal Yevimtoi, one who has relations with his Shemeres Yavam, Bein B'Shoigeg, whether it be by mistake, Bein B'Mezid, whether it be on purpose. And that means even if he doesn't have the intention to do it for the sake of the mitzvah, he just wants to have relations with her. Bein B'Oines, whether it is forced, Bein Berotzoin, whether it is done willingly, Afilu Hu Shoigeg V'Him Ezidoi, even if he is doing it by mistake. For example, he thought that his Shemeres Yavam was his wife, V'Him Ezidoi, but she does it intentionally, or Hu Mezid V'Hishegeges, he does it intentionally, and she does it unintentionally. Hu Onus, he is forced, V'Hi Lo Anusa, she's not forced, Hi Anusa V'Hula Onus, if she is forced, but he's not forced, Echod Hamo'ored, Echod Agdoimer, whether they only start the relations, or they have full relations. Kona, he has acquired her as a wife. V'leicholak ben bi'ol abi'ol, and they did not distinguish between different types of relations, whether it be a normal form of relations or not. Any time where they have any form of relations, the Yibum is valid, and they are now considered to be husband and wife, having fulfilled the mitzvah of Yibum.